morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The date today is Thursday, the 29th of March, 2018. The Jewish day today is the 13th day of Nisan, 5778. You're listening to Roy and Friends. And like every Tuesday, we have with us from 96 Centon Drive, our Swiss watch and diamond expert, Liel Rimon.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you.
We also have with us our blog and South Africa's best movie critic, Peter Feldman.
Good morning, everybody.
Today, we have with us a guest named Moshe Starograd. How are you, Moshe?
Good morning.
You know,
all well.
All well.
My name is Roy Peretz, and I'll try to make this hour very easy with some light conversation and great tunes.
Educational, entertaining.
You know whose birthday is today?
I have no idea. There's so many birthdays around.
Yeah, I know. But Terence Hill. Do you remember Terence Hill?
Yes.
Terence Hill,
Bud
yes. Spaghetti.
Bud Spencer.
Trinity and Bambino.
Trinity and
right,
Bambino.
Right.
Do you remember? So, you know how old it is?
About
give me a guess.
80-something.
I saw a picture of
75.
Them. No, more.
79 years old.
Yeah. I saw a picture of them.
Off.
They look, oh, they, yes.
He was like a very handsome guy.
He was tall, he was
beautiful
looking, he had blonde hair. He had
beautiful blue eyes.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that he was the partner of Vanessa Redgrave.
Is it?
Was he?
Wow. That's impressive.
Well, he was a cowboy.
Where did you read that?
Yeah, but he must have another
really?
Other qualities. Vanessa Redgrave was something.
He had a lot of qualities that you never saw.
And he only made this, I don't know, he only made these movies with Bud Spencer's, this Italian spaghetti.
Westerns.
Yeah. They were great. I used to love
Corleone.
Him.
Corleone.
I used to go in the 80s.
Who didn't love him? Who didn't
I used to go in the 80s to the cinema to watch every movie that came out with them, and I loved them.
So his real name was Mario Girotti.
Okay.
Mario Girotti, not Terence Hill. He was an Italian actor, film director, screenwriter, and film producer. He started his career as a child actor and went to multiple starring roles in action and comedy films, many with longtime film partner and friend Bud Spencer. I wonder if Bud Spencer was was he Italian too?
Yes, yeah, both of them. They couldn't speak English.
Is it?
Only you know it was something.
Oh, it was was it dubbing?
I think so.
Oh. Yeah,
they
spoke
perfect English.
Anyway, telephone number is 010-140-3020. If you want to join us, if you want to SMS us or WhatsApp us, 061-895-1019, also 34519, that will be our... SMS line. And for this, you're going to pay 150. So,
you know, Roy, you know who's going to have a birthday tomorrow, I think.
Tomorrow.
Someone that is part of the team is not here today, but Eitan.
Eitan, not tomorrow.
Yesterday, where?
On the 31st is tomorrow. No.
No, for Saturday.
31st Saturday.
Do we have 31st in this month?
Yeah.
So the 31st.
Yeah,
so on Saturday.
Eitan is like 100 now.
Eitan is. There is rumors that he used to knew Jesus, but.
He used to walk hand in hand with Jesus. So Eitan is.
Eitan's have a birthday, and we want to wish him happy birthday and Chag Sameach. He's not here today. Yesterday we said he became a grandpa.
Became a grandpa, believe it or not, eh? And you know what?
You're not so hard. You know, it's taking about 15 seconds and you can also become a grandpa. It's...
I don't know, but let me tell you something.
It takes about 55 years to become a grandfather.
Uh-huh.
50 years to become a grandfather.
Who, to you? How long took you?
I was a grandfather about 53.
At the age of 53, younger than me. Oh,
yeah.
Good. So
my
you started your
17, the big one.
Serious?
17 and 13. 14, yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, you're going to have a grand-grandchildren just
that's
now.
That's right, you know what? Yeah. I told you, hold it. I don't want to be such an old man.
Hold it.
Relax.
Listen, when you're 17, you can't hold it. Otherwise...
Do you know who also have... let me give you a small clue. Who also have a...
Has a...
Thank you for fixing me.
Birthday.
Birthday today. I'll give you a clue. Let's see if you get it right.
You're going to play a record.
I'm going to play something. That comes from his famous movie.
That's his movie.
Who Wants to Live Forever?
Who Wants to Live Forever?
Freddy.
That's Christopher Guy Dennis Lombard. Christopher Lombard. He's 61 years old. He's a French-American actor who was born in the United States. He played Connor McLeod.
In The Highlander.
In The Highlander. Subsequent movie franchise series.
Who played with him? Played along him as his mentor?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, and also played in the second movie, both of them. And actually the whole album, it's a kind of magic, Wants to Live Forever.
Yeah.
The whole album, the whole soundtrack was made by Queen, and it's an album. I think it's Queen's best album till now.
I love this song.
Till now. And
you know what the joke is?
Beautiful.
The joke is that I think one of his last songs as well, he sang that one of his last albums. He sang that one, and it was so...
Yeah, it's ironic.
Yeah. It's no, ironic. But he was already really not looking good.
that's
Peter,
right.
Didn't he, like, only in the last few days, he admitted, I think only in 91 he admitted his...
He kept it under wraps. No one really knew about it. Until but they saw him getting very ill. He was losing weight.
Yeah.
Although he was really thin on stage, he had an amazing physique. He was an amazing performer. I've seen him many times.
Him and for me, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Those two. And Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart.
As well. Performer.
Okay.
Rod Stewart could run.
Did you ever see Michael? Did you ever see Michael Jackson before?
I haven't. But I've seen, you know, on TV.
He was amazing.
I've seen Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I've seen Rod. Oh. I saw Michael Jackson in Cape Town and in Johannesburg when
amazing.
He was here. Yeah, it's a techniques. Pyrotechnical things.
Yeah,
but
it was great,
himself,
but
he could dance.
Exactly.
He just
look at the guy himself, I think, was enough. He was something else.
You know, if you look at Rod Stewart, you get tired.
It's like the energy level.
The energy levels are amazing. And Mick Jagger is really the same thing.
Mick Jagger is part of a band. Maybe because you're not a solo performer, it's taking a little bit away from it. Because Freddie Mercury was also a great performer.
Freddie Mercury was unbelievable.
But people still talked about Brian May and about Roger...
John Deacon, Roger Taylor.
They spoke about them as well because they were also performers. And when you're a solo performer, they look at you only as you.
Even Michael Jackson, you know, I remember him in America, when I was in America, Jackson 5.
When he was a little boy.
Jackson yeah, a little guy.
Yes, he was a little, you know.
Yeah, but he was still at the Jackson 5. He was standing out there. He was something
suddenly,
else.
Suddenly he rose to fame. Otherwise, he was part of them.
You always see the way, I always see it in reruns because I wasn't around in the 70s. But he was, the way he moves, the way he sings, it was something special.
Yeah, it was, you know, the movement, everything, you know.
Even when he was a boy, yeah.
You know, at that stage, when he came to South Africa, there was a rumor that he didn't do all his own live singing. That to dance and to do all those movements and to keep up the pace, that it was pre-recorded. And he just lip-synced to his own voice.
Possible.
It was never proved, he never acknowledged it, but there was a rumor within the media that this is what's happening. Because he exuded so much energy and he moved so fast that it wasn't possible.
I never understand, Peter, how they can do it. What? How they can dance like that and sing so nice
that's
at the
right.
same
you
time.
That's right. A lot of people were asking that question.
Maybe that's the what like
no,
Peter says.
Today it's very common. A lot of artists do that.
Yes.
With the electronics and everything, they come to you only with dancers. There's no...
It's all visual a lot,
it's
you know.
All visual,
It often takes away from the spectacle of watching the performer. Because you're so bedazzled by what's going on around you that...
But that's what people are looking for. That's what people are putting, you know, good dollars to see.
They want to see a spectacle. That's what they want to see.
Yeah.
They don't want to see a guy sitting on stage with a guitar like James Blunt or Tracy Chapman, who was just her and a guitar.
No, you will see them. Listen, in an intimate, nice place.
Yes, we're talking about in an arena situation. Yeah. I saw Tracy Chapman when she came out in 1988.
She was
amazing.
They
had a huge concert in Harare.
Fantastic.
I loved her. I really did love her.
Bruce Springsteen was there. It was the Amnesty International concert.
He's not a good performer.
Yeah.
Oh, he was amazing. He blew everybody away. I'd never seen anything like it.
That's why he was called The Boss.
The Boss. And his music.
He's really, really amazing. So,
he was The Boss.
I'll tell you, so I want to go to a nice song.
McLeod and we got Terence Hill. That's it.
Terence Hill. No, we've got more, but
Terence Hill.
Actually, today's the 29th of March. On April, I've got many, many good and bad things to say about April, but let me tell you something about 29. The number 29. You know what's the number 29? So first of all, the number 29 is the 10th prime number. You know that? Here you go. You don't know. You can tell me. You can tell me if you know. 0618951019. It's also 29 is the atomic number of copper. Do you know that?
I know something about 29. It's the 29th number in the order of the
Of the numbers.
Yes.
All right. That's another clever thing. Saturn. You know the Saturn.
The planet Saturn.
Requires over 29 years to orbit the sun. 29 is an album by Bryan Adams.
Oh.
There you go. 29 miles, it's exactly 46.67 kilometers.
Oh, really?
29 inches is the length of... No. But
no, Roy.
29 inches is 73.66 centimeters. Yeah. The numbers days of February has in a leap year is 29. Here you go.
Yeah.
According to USA Today, 29% of marriage couples share toothbrush. Believe it or not. I can't believe a woman.
Believe someone sharing a toothbrush. It's so personal.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not? Yeah, you don't know what's in that mouth.
You have the same woman. Germs.
Some old people are sharing the teeth. You know, take one teeth.
No, you say teeth.
There was the joke of the bobber who went to a restaurant and she ordered meat, but she couldn't eat it because she'd left her false teeth at home.
Yeah. No. But there's another joke that this couple going to a restaurant and they've been, so the wife is eating and he's waiting. He says, why are you waiting? I'm waiting for the teeth from my wife.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. I'd heard that one before, Moish.
Yeah. So you know that... I forgot.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. The Roman numerals... for 29, you write it XXIX. You know that? It's 29.
IX, that's a good soccer team.
XXIX.
IX.
IX Amsterdam, yeah.
You know where I learned the football, American football finals? They call them football 28,
Bowls,
29, Super Bowls. And they write it in Roman letters. So that's where I learned all these numbers.
XXIX.
It wasn't that long ago.
Liam Payne from One Direction was born on 29 August 1993.
Good for him.
I mean, yeah, I don't even know who he is, but
that was like the worst fact until now.
In bingo, ball number 29 is called your prime. Do you know that?
Okay.
No. I don't play bingo.
Liel is getting to this age. Don't you? Watch it. Don't you play bingo?
I don't play bingo.
Listen, it's fun playing bingo, eh? It is.
You're worrying me too much, Liel.
It is.
The human skull is made of 29 bones.
Yeah.
And one bonnet. When you call your bonnet, you know you got 29 of those. 7 straight cuts. Listen to this. 7 straight cuts into pizza. Cut it into 29 pieces.
Okay, now it will take me until 10 o'clock to figure it out
100%.
In my head.
Yes. 29 palms. It's a city in California, United States. I'm telling you.
They have a lot of palms, so it makes sense. Yeah.
29th January is the National Puzzle Day.
Yeah, you puzzle why you got there.
Yeah.
The odds of being born on 29th of February are 1 in 1,461.
Can you imagine having your birthday on the 29th?
Yeah, I've got a friend. I'm sure that you know him.
What do you mean? In Israel, in Hebrew calendar, you got a whole month that you get...
No, because I got a friend. I'm sure you know him. Ptah, yeah?
Yeah.
He's born on 29th. So he got a birthday every 4 years.
Every 4 years. So he's a youngster.
It's more than my kids got. Mm-hmm. It's more than my kids got. Wow. You know, when my son got to like 25, I said to him, how old are you? He says, according to the birthday you threw to me, daddy, I'm 3.
According to what?
To the birthday he threw for him.
Birthday
parties he threw for him.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, you're getting slower, but you're getting slow.
No, you had to say
birthday
party.
It's the way you
party.
Pronounce it, you know.
I'm sorry for being unpronunciation properly.
We all understood.
The 29th April is an international dance day. So, 29th April, we must dance.
dance.
Yeah,
it was the Wolves.
Yeah, listen to me. 29th of May is a national put a pillow on your fridge day.
Not put a pillow on your wife while she's sleeping there?
Yes. Angular day.
Neil, I knew you'd say that.
That's every day. That's every day.
Every day. All of you thought it. I'm the only one that said it.
So. Yeah.
You're the only one that don't have a wife.
Yeah. That's why I'm allowed.
You know, they're asking me always, why don't you insure your wife, your wife's life?
Because death is priceless.
Then the maintenance. I didn't even think about that. Good one. That's a good one, I must say. 29 September is the National Coffee Day. Here you go. 29 August is the first day of Thoth.
Eh? First day of what?
Of Thoth. It's the first day as well of the Egyptian calendar.
Okay.
Now we care about Egypt because of Salah. Other than this.
Salah. Are they playing this weekend, Roy?
Yes, we are. Liverpool is playing this weekend. I think it's
playing on Saturday.
At about 1 o'clock or so.
Okay.
1 or 2 o'clock.
I saw
Saturday.
Three of the legends the other day.
Who?
McManaman and Robbie Fowler.
Oh, yes.
And John Barnes went to South Africa. Because they had a special get-together. I thought you'd be there.
McManaman, I wanted to tell Roy.
Why didn't they invite us?
McManaman, Barnes, and
Robbie Fowler.
Really? Why? And they made like a forum and people can ask questions.
So why didn't you?
They had a black tie dinner. They were here for some cause.
Yeah.
Dealing with youngsters learning to play football.
Why
didn't
they?
And Liverpool have been very involved with South Africa.
Try to raise money.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
It's
John Barnes is working here for DSTV.
All the time.
Super Sport.
Since 2010, since the World Cup. Yeah, now. So it's 8 years now. It's got very deep connection to South Africa already.
You know what? Next time we have to make a plan and bring them to our radio or talk to them. I mean, Robbie Fowler is a big Fowler. Time. Big time. But you know what? Looks like Salah is getting better than him. I mean, we're not there.
Okay, he's had an amazing season. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but don't forget, we've got actually an amazing coach. We've got an amazing...
Guys. But Robbie Fowler, John Barnes...
He's German.
These guys will be part of Liverpool forever. And Suarez, with all the respect, that had a great couple of seasons in Liverpool. And Salah, I don't know if they're going to be in the history of
Liverpool.
And
why do you leave out Torres?
Torres, I'm not leaving him out. I'm saying Torres will be definitely remembered as a Liverpool legend because he played there for a very long time. But 2-3 years, even if you do amazing things and you disappear, you will not be a legend of a club.
Roy, you got a signed pair of soccer boots in your office in a special case.
Yes. Yeah.
How much would you sell that for if someone wanted to buy it?
No, I won't sell it.
Is it no price?
No, I'm not selling it. Another fact, 29 October is the National Cat Day, if you like cats. 29 November is the 333rd day of the year. Unless it's a leap year, it's going to be the 334. 29th December is the 5th day of Christmas. So, here you go. You got some facts about...
29.
The number 29. So it's
and next week we get some facts about the number 69.
69. Do you want to see what's the number 69?
I'm sure there's a lot of nice facts about 69? It doesn't have to be.
It's amazing what you can get on Google now, the search engine. You can find anything you need to find about movies, about life, about the other day I was taking some medicine. I just wanted to know all about it. And I went onto Google, and it gave me a whole history. It also told me what the side effects were, and suddenly I started developing these side effects because I'd read about it. So I don't know if it's such a good thing. It depends on your makeup.
It's good and good.
On
and
the other hand, you can see there's no hidden agenda. Everything is open.
No, but... psychotic medicine, it's really... You have to read and research.
It's good.
We support you.
You cannot just buy it off the counter. You must have a prescription for it.
No, you must go to a drug dealer. And
that's right.
I have a friend.
You even know where he is. That's nice.
if you go to the third bridge in Troyville, and you ask for Sam...
I like it.
Let's stop.
Funny enough, it's going to be legalized, the cannabis, you know. They're doing cannabis here. They're trying to legalize here. Yeah.
Well, it's legal in California.
Let me tell you something. They're going to take all the fun out of cannabis. Legalizing it, what can I say?
But they're not taking any fun out of cannonballs.
Cannonballs.
Cannonballs. Cannabis. Cannonballs. Cannibals.
Oh, cannibals.
You know what cannibals are.
Time is now 9:43 and we're back 0101403020. Contact us on WhatsApp 061-895-1019 or 34519 as a SMS. We're here with Liel, Moshe and Peter Feldman. Peter.
Yes.
So we discussed yesterday the movies that we've been in.
That we were to see on Tuesday night.
See, yeah.
First of our pre-screening specials, which I hope to have quite a few the rest of the year. This one is at Cinema Nouveau. And we showed 7 days at in Entebbe. It was a very thought-provoking movie, very controversial. Last night, we expressed our views and ideas about the movie. Roy went into a great deal about the context, the content, the facts and figures. And we spoke generally about the quality. The movie is actually coming out on the 6th of April. And nearer the time, I'll discuss it again on the movie show on Wednesday night. Roy, do you want to add anything to what you said last night?
I think the movie is not a bad-made movie. But it's got, between it and reality, it's got no connection. I mean,
We just I think, a little bit of upset they could use any other terror attack or terrorist negotiation to say what they wanted to say. Why they used Entebbe? Why do you use the Israelis and Entebbe?
Like you said yesterday, the Entebbe one was one of the most... it's one of the operations that Israel really was... one of the operations Israel was the most proud of. It's like, I think you said, you can't take from Israel the Six-Day War, you can't take from Israel the Entebbe operation. We cannot take the bombing of the Iraqi...
And the Syrian
nuclear facilities.
Yeah.
And I don't think you'll be able to take...
This is stuff that no other army in the world can do.
Yeah. That's fine, but you know, if you could see in the movie, you know, Rabin, Leo Ashkenazi, you know, he said, let's negotiate. And they say that because whatever he said over there, this brought him to the Oslo Accord.
Okay, now you are taking it to other places.
Yeah.
And also, like Roy said, and I think he's right, there was no research. They're trying to create a drama.
No, don't
that's why they say Rabin wanted to negotiate and Peres didn't. I'm not sure that this is what was real. What was
so
and Mota Gur was on Rabin's side. He didn't want to. Please, yeah.
You know, they say at the beginning of the movie, and I think a lot of these true events, these true movies, they always put a rider there that this is based or loosely based. And they play around with facts and figures. They always do.
No, it was.
So this is what's happened with the Brazilian director, Jose Padilla. He made the movie.
You know what other movies he did, right? Something you like. He's the creator of Narcos.
Serious?
Yep.
The same guy.
The director of the movie is the creator. One of the creators. There is two, I think. One of the creators of Narcos
is amazing. I'm not here to promote Netflix.
Narcos is about drugs.
I must add to it, you know, the research you were talking about, what research has been done. They went and researched and spoke to Ehud Barak and Yuval Rabin.
Oh, that's why the movie came like
that's
this.
That's why it became very, according to...
They spoke to a lot
myself
of...
and to Roy. And to the, it's a very...
They spoke to a lot
wing,
of people.
You know what I mean? Oh, this.
They spoke to a lot of people. They spoke to these people as well. But like I said, I don't think they took any facts into consideration. They made a movie to show things that they want to show. Like, that's why I'm saying I'm a little bit disappointed that they choose Entebbe operation and not any other terror attack. They can use the terror attacks in Paris. They can use the terror attacks in India or the 9/11. Any other big terror attack and terrorist, and to show that the terrorists have their own...
No, but you see...
You know, good Entebbe, and bad side. And
Entebbe, and 9/11, there was no negotiation hostages. Here there were the hostages. That's the whole thing, was the negotiation, because they held the hostages. 9/11, there was no hostages.
Listen, even the new movie 1517 to Paris.
That's right.
Did you watch it?
No,
I didn't see it.
1517 to Paris. It's the number or the time of the train that went to Paris.
Ah, yes.
About three, four years ago.
Yeah.
when terrorists tried to with automatic weapons.
That's right. Yeah.
Tried to take over the train, and three Americans, not even soldiers, on vacation, decided by themselves to take over the terrorist, and they took them out without hurting anybody in the train.
Okay.
And these terrorists wanted to kill everybody on the train. So it was something amazing. So Clint Eastwood, you heard about him.
I know his son.
You know his son is playing.
He's an acting though, no?
Yeah, he's an actor.
His son is playing in a new movie, a new big blockbuster Pacific Rim.
We're going off the subject.
Doesn't matter. So Clint Eastwood made a movie about it, and he took the three real Americans that were on the train, the one that really took over the terrorists,
yeah.
And they are playing themselves in the movie.
Amazing.
It was amazing, but they're not actors.
So they're not actors.
The movie didn't get a high rating.
So it comes natural, you know.
Natural.
You know.
They are the only one that know actually what happened,
absolutely.
How they happened, how they felt when
absolutely.
It happened. So it's quite clever.
You know what I like about rating? You said they didn't get high rating. High rating from who?
From 300 people.
300 is not enough.
Let me tell you something.
You know, I love movies. I really do love movies. I'm a movie lover. Proper. I'm not only porn. Really, I love movies.
Porn movie. Did you ever watch the movie Blue?
So
for 5 hours, you're watching Blue.
Do you know how it sounds like? Exactly like Peter said.
So listen, I really like movies. And I used to say, in the old days anyway, that if the movie gets its Oscar, I never see it. I don't want to see it. Because there was some horrible, horrible movie, like Out of Africa.
Ooh.
That was terrible for me.
I don't agree with you.
Beautiful movie.
I do not agree with
you. That's why you're rating the movie low.
No, Out of Africa, I think also it's a good movie.
And
but
I rate
so
Rambo
slow.
Very high.
No, you know.
Like the English Patient. For 4 hours to see a conversation between a dying guy and a nurse 50 million years ago. Please, man.
You know, Roy.
I prefer, you know.
The movie Out of Africa. Indirect, if you look at this, maybe it's about immigration.
I say you're right.
Roy, there's a website called Metacritic.
Metacritic.
Yeah, and all the critics from around the world, they take what they say, they take their reviews, and all the critics rate these movies, and they assess. So you get some idea. You may not always agree. So you can see if a movie's rated 30 or 40 or 80 or 90.
So I think, Roy, you will like more Rotten Tomatoes. Because Rotten Tomatoes is by the audience, by the people that
saw
the
movie.
So everybody can go and write his own review.
100%.
And give his own review, and that's from the audience.
Where Metacritic are famous.
At the end of the day, who is ever buying the ticket?
But you know, today the laws are changed because, let's say, only in the last 2 weeks, okay, they made a great movie. I think it cost $50, $60, $70 million. They made a movie with Natalie Portman. It's a sci-fi movie.
It's a Netflix movie.
They ran it for 2 weeks in America in the cinemas, and it didn't work so much. It's in Netflix now, and everybody can watch it after 2 weeks. That's all. It was in the cinema for 2 weeks. It was never made for Netflix.
It's not a great movie.
100%, but still, you still have the chance to get your money back.
It's a watchable movie, but it's not a great movie.
So it's on Netflix. After it was made for the cinemas, but it didn't work in 2 weeks, they shoved it to Netflix, and everybody can watch it.
I've got Paul Fisher, he says, the Jewish state spread wings over the world Jewry, with sharpened teeth and Tebe regardless. Oh, thank you, Paul. Thank you. I'm going to go into our advertisers and then we're back in business. I head to the step, this beautiful song. The time is now 9:55. This song is by Gilbert O'Sullivan, Nothing Rhymed. It's one of the songs that, I don't know, make a squeeze in your heart, you know. If you listen
squeeze
to the word,
heart.
Yeah. And thank you for correcting me every time. It makes me feel so good every time. Thank you. And it makes something special, you know, when you think about the little kid that looking for approval only from his parents. What I want to say is I just want to say our goodbyes. I'm not going to be here for the next 2 weeks. And we're going to give everything to Liel. I'm sure he's going to be great here. And please support him. Please write a lot of SMSs. I wish you all kosher and beautiful Pesach. And to our Christian friends, Happy Easter.
Yes.
I wish you all the best from the Pornstars team, myself, Roy Peretz, Moshe Starograd, Peter Feldman and Liel Rimon. Have a lovely, lovely,
we'll
lovely
be back
Pesach.
Next Wednesday with us, Shoah.
And we'll yeah, but you'll be back
full,
next
with
Wednesday.
Full power, promise
I'm gonna
you.
Be. I'm gonna be in in. I'm going to be in Florida.
In Miami.
No,
Miami.
I'm not. I'm actually going to be in Port
Lauderdale. Where are you going to be? Well, let's see.
In Fort Lauderdale. Port Lauderdale.
Okay, because next time you were in Boca Raton, so it's a shifting down.
Not Port Lauderdale. Port Canaveral. Port Canaveral. All right.
Guys, goodbye.
Have a beautiful weekend. Good Pesach, and bye-bye from us.